Hello, I'm Steve Punt, and I've spent this week trying to keep up with the News International scandal that you may have heard about. In case you haven't heard about the News International scandal, let me try and explain. It is the Uber scandal, the Urtext scandal, the platonic ideal of scandal. It is the Watergate of the private sector. It has been compared in the past 10 days to a Shakespearean tragedy, usually King Lear, to a Dickens plotline with its dozens of characters, immense complexity and skullduggery in the East End of London, to Harry Potter, for reasons I couldn't quite grasp, and Rupert Murdoch has often been compared to a James Bond villain. I suppose because he has global plans to dominate an entire market, rather than any suggestion that he sends up rockets to swallow rival TV satellites or feeds his enemies to a shark. But like Dickens, Bond and Potter, this is a British story that's taken off in the US. As a result of all these largely inaccurate comparisons, a lot of time has been spent in the British media discussing the inevitable movie version of the scandal and who might play who. The flame-haired Rebecca Brooks seems a shoo-in for Nicole Kidman, and for the intimidating, all-powerful Australian, Russell Crowe is the only choice. Rupert Murdoch is 80, of course, so there's an Oscar for Best Makeup on the cards there as well, but it would mean the chance to remake the famous scene from Gladiator. "Our name is the House of Commons Select Committee, slandered by the British newspapers, our expenses slashed, our perks reduced. And we will have our revenge, in this life or the next." But it doesn't have to be just a movie. It might make an excellent musical, featuring a line of phone tap dancers, and of course a big emotional number at the end where Rupert says sorry, while a chorus of Wall Street investors hum with disapproval in the background. For the younger audience, it would make a fantastic computer game, Hacked Call of Duty, perhaps, or Character Assassin's Creed, in which you are a British journalist out to destroy as many celebrity reputations as possible, gaining extra points for occasionally hitting a legitimate target. And for the youngest demographic of all, there's great potential in a range of spin-off toys. The Rebecca doll for girls. Pull a string in her back and she can't remember anything. Or for boys, Last Minute Action Man. He sits in New York for 2 years, watching things get worse and worse, and then attempts a daring rescue, just slightly too late. So, if you're still puzzled by the shenanigans of the scandal, don't worry. I have a feeling it's going to be around, in one form or another, for a while yet.